Masechet Baba Metziah, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. A movable object, metaltelin, can only be acquired by lifting up or drawing near that item. They cannot be acquired by paying for them. When a person does this act of kinyan, of acquiring the item, the buyer takes ownership of it regardless of payment or not. He may owe the person money after he acquired it, but he acquires the item through a physical action to it. Before a person does a type of kinyan, he doesn't own the item, even if he did pay for it. Here we'll talk about in this Mishnah, what about if people are trading coins? Let's say a person has gold coins, as we'll start off in the Mishnah by talking about, and he wants to trade it for silver coins. At what point in time during that transaction is the item considered to be acquired and bought? At what point could you say that a person is buying it? What coin is buying and what coin is being bought? Mishnah says, Hazahav koneta kesef, v'akesef eno konet hazahav. If you have gold coins that are being traded for silver coins, the picking up of the gold coins is the point of the acquiring of the silver coins for the other person. When the gold coins are considered to be bought, the silver coins are considered to be also now in the possession of the other person. They complete the sale when the gold coins are being lifted up. But taking the silver coins does not cause the other person to acquire the gold coins. Because when you're dealing with silver coins and gold coins, the gold coins are the more expensive one. They're the one that are much more difficult to find in the shuk. And the silver coins are considered to be the money over here. So picking up of the money, acquiring of the money, doesn't do anything. So therefore, picking up the silver coins is just dealing with the money part of it. And that's why if a person picked up the silver coins to take them for him, he hasn't really given over the acquiring of the gold coins to the other person, and the sale is not complete. Like we mentioned, the type of coin that's more easily spent or found in the marketplace is considered to be the money as opposed to the item that's being bought. And that's the understanding so far of this Mishnah. Again, basically, what's considered to be the money that's purchasing and what's considered to be the item that's being purchased. So for now, we're saying the more expensive or the difficult one to find in the marketplace is considered to be the item that's being acquired, and the cheaper of the two currencies is considered to be the money that's buying it. Hanehoshet kona et hakesef, v'hakesef eno kone et hanehoshet. So if you have silver and copper coins being traded, the copper coins cause the other person to acquire the silver coins, because when dealing with copper coins, they're considered to be the item that's being bought, and therefore the kinyan would happen when those are being lifted up. But the silver coins, if you lift up the silver coins, they would not cause the other person to acquire their copper coins. Because here, silver coins are considered to be the money, and the copper coins are considered to be the item that's being bought. The reason here is because even though technically copper coins are cheaper than silver coins, it's considered to be a lower value material, copper, than silver, the fact is silver is accepted everywhere. And copper coins are only accepted in select locations by certain merchants. So therefore, since there's people who don't accept copper coins at all, those coins are looked to be as the object being bought, and the silver coins are the objects that are being used as payment. So here it's not necessarily about the value of the coins, because the silver coin is worth more than the copper coin. Here it's considered to be what is found more in the marketplace, and the silver coins are pretty much accepted everywhere, so therefore they are considered to be the money, and the copper coins are the items being bought. Next case of the Mishnah, ma'ot hara'ot konet et hayafot. If you have ma'ot that are ra'ot, bad coins, that means coins that are no longer in circulation, they're not being used, and they're being traded for good coins that are still in circulation, we consider to be the bad coins, the ones that are not in circulation, to be the item that's being bought. And the money that's in circulation, the ma'ot hayafot, are the ones that are doing the buying. They're the money over here. So therefore, if a person picks up the bad coins, he has acquired the good coins. V'hayafot enan konot etara'ot. But picking up the good coins does not acquire the bad ones. The good coins here are considered to be the money, and money doesn't execute any transaction over here. It's defined on what's money. The bad coins, the ones that are not in circulation anymore, wouldn't be considered, cannot possibly be considered to be money. They automatically become the object because they can't be used as money. So therefore, the good coins, the ones that are in circulation, are considered to be the money. Again, the bad coins are considered to be the item that are being bought. So here it's totally, you have an item that's probably much less valued, the ma'ot ra'ot, the value, the bad coins, much less value relative to the good coins, but still, the good coins are considered to be the money, and the bad coins are considered to be the object being bought. Asimon konet ha-matbeya, ve-ha-matbeya eno konet ha-asimon. If you have a minted coin that you're trading for an unminted coin, that means it doesn't have the stamp, it's just a piece of metal, the unminted coin. The asimon doesn't have that seal of the government on it. So you're trading that minted regular coin for an unminted coin. Taking the unminted coin would cause the other person to acquire the regular minted coin, because the unminted coin is considered to be the object being bought over here. But if you take the minted coin, that would not cause the other person to acquire the unminted coin, because the minted coin here is considered to be the money, and lifting up, taking the money would do nothing for you. Now a halakha about metaltelin, movable objects. Metaltelin konim et hamatbeya, ve'hamatbeya eno konet hametaltelin. When you take the object, you cause the seller to acquire the coins that were being given to him as payment. But the taking of the coins by the seller of the item would not cause the buyer to acquire that movable object. And the Mishnah finishes off with another klal. Zeh ha-kelal, this is the rule. Kol ha-metaltelin konin ze'et zeh. When talking about when a person trades one movable object for another, all movable objects acquire one another. As soon as a person takes one movable object, the other person acquires the other object. It doesn't matter where it is, doesn't matter what the situation is, the deal is final and the transaction has gone through at that point.